What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
On this final episode of season 3's I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, I want to say February feels like our family reunion. Annually, we get together and celebrate our Black family members from the past that have helped shape our current as we continue to shape the future. But did you know that family reunions trace back to slavery? Because I didn't know. Family reunions can be traced back to the Emancipation Proclamation, when former enslaved folks would look for family members they were separated from during slavery. You gotta remember, slave marriages and family ties, they weren't recognized by American law. Owners could sell husbands from wives, parents from children, brothers from sisters. The big slaveholders had hell of a plantations, and a lot of times they just moved enslaved Black folks around, splitting up the families in the process. So after good old Abe Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and Black folks were finally free, you can't see my air quotes, but free, the first thing former enslaved Black folks did was look for family to reunite. Family was the definition of freedom to Black families. Did you hear that? I said family, your wife, your children, being able to love on and touch your siblings and parents. That was the definition of freedom. Boy, we sure have strayed from that logicality. My point is, thank you, cousins, from your Carolina cousin, for a phenomenal season 3 of I Didn't Know. Maybe you didn't either. We share stories from Massacre Mondays to Mansa Musa. From Black businesses to burned Black orphanages. Thanks to Nissan, we were able to highlight current Black trailblazers in STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, while also making it fun with robotic dogs and drones that go in the air or under the sea. The next Black Effect family reunion is in Atlanta, Georgia, April 27th for the second Black Effect Podcast Festival. I'm hosting it with Pretty V. So make sure you follow my social media. It's B.TV on all platforms. B-D-A-H-T-TV. Okay, bye.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.